This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. This year's count of people in El Paso County experiencing homelessness gets underway starting Sunday. The annual point-in-time survey counts people in shelters as well as those who are unsheltered. It's required by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Findings are usually announced in the summer. Last year saw a 34% increase in the number of people experiencing homelessness in the region compared to 2024. A 20-year-old man in Montrose pleaded guilty to killing two cows on a cattle ranch. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
Javon V. Hill told a Montrose County judge that he was so drunk he couldn't remember shooting the cows with his roommate, Leland Hernandez. At sentencing on Wednesday, V. Hill said he was sorry. In December of 2024, a rancher found two of his cows shot to death. V. Hill was identified after he showed a video of the killings to a group of men who beat him up after seeing it. V. Hill got 3 years probation and must participate in therapy for alcohol abuse. While he avoided prison time, the felony charge means he can't own or possess a firearm again. His roommate, Hernandez, had his felony charges dropped after pleading guilty to misdemeanor animal cruelty. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Bitterly cold temperatures are forecast for the rest of the day across the Front Range and Palmer Divide, with highs only around 15 degrees in Denver and Boulder, with snow likely through tomorrow. In Colorado Springs, highs will top out around 19 today with snow, and highs only in the low teens on Saturday. This is CPR News in KRCC.